Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, hello again, Western Mass, and welcome to our program. So glad to have you here on Pioneer Valley Radio. Let's plunge right in the 11th annual Wicked in Pink motorcycle run to benefit Mercy Medical. Their sister carried his cancer center in particular, scheduled for Sunday, October 8th. And the day will begin with registration at 10 a.m. at KSU at noon. And the ride will begin at Southwick Recreational Center, 64 Powder Mill Road, Southwick. It'll end at the Polish American Club of Angawam at 139 Southwick Street in Feeding Hills. This event is open to all riders, non-riders, families, and friends, and the entry fee for the Wicked in Pink motorcycle race is $20 per person in advance. All proceeds donated to patient services at the Sister Caritas Cancer Center. If you'd like more information, you can visit wickedinpinkrun.com or call good old Bob Kane Alves, my old friend, at 531-1073, 531-1073. Now, Mayor Sarno and City Councilor LeVar Click Bruce, chairman of the City Council's Public Safety Committee, has announced that they will honor the legacy of longtime champion of youth sports, the late Coach George Big Will Williams. And they'll honor him with an honorary street sign on Oak Street. It'll be Coach George Big Will Williams Way. Big Will also earned a reputation as a trusted mentor who championed personal discipline, accountability, confidence, academic achievement, and racial understanding. A very fitting honor for the coach. In partnership with the Mi Museo Committee, the Springfield Museums are proud to announce the inaugural Latino Arts Festival Saturday, September 30, this coming, at 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the museum's campus in downtown Springfield. Coinciding with National Hispanic Heritage Month, the festival is a day-long celebration of the myriad arts and rich cultures of the Puerto Rican, Cuban, Afro-Cuban, Portuguese, Mexican, Dominican, and Central and South American populations of Greater Springfield. Now, there are two parts to the Latino Arts Festival, a family day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., with activities planned from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and an adults-only after-hours party from 5 to 8 p.m. The after-hours party, which is free for all, will feature music from DJ Cowboy and the Chaco Band, food trucks, cash bar, soft drinks, beer, wine, rum, all provided by Palazzo Cafe. What else do you need? Reservations for the after-hours party are encouraged. Annual fall trout stocking underway in the Commonwealth. Mass Wildlife will stock nearly over 61,000 trout across Massachusetts this fall. This includes 25,000 rainbow trout over 14 inches, 31,600 rainbow trout over 12 inches, 5,000 brown trout will be over 9 inches. And the count from last spring was nearly 470,000. It's a lot of trout. I'll have mine, Almondine, please. Friday, the 22nd, a caller reported that the vehicle they were driving was disabled in a body of water located in the woods of Middleton. The operator was able to exit the vehicle and walk out of the woods to a nearby home on Kenny Road in Middleton. Middleton police officers arrived on the scene and found the operator panicked, claiming that their vehicle was underwater. The operator stated they were following their GPS to an address in Middleton while trying to deliver Dunkin' Donuts for DoorDash. The operator had the delivery, Dunkin' Donuts, in hand. The operator stated that while driving to make the delivery to an address on Mill Street in Middleton, Sam began driving down a dirt road and then somehow ended up driving into a body of water. Now, there are times to really stick to the GPS and times to second-guess it. This is one of those. Middleton Fire responded and evaluated the operator for any injuries. The operator charged with negligent operation of a motor vehicle and a request for immediate threat license suspension was filed with the RMV. I hope the donuts were okay. Well, the door to the mayor's office in Agawam will swing wide open for the next term, as Bill Cipelli has decided not to come back. There are four candidates running to fill the two-year seat: Andy A. Montefusco, Cecilia P. Calabrese, William J. Clark, and Christopher C. Johnson. Interested in registering? Well, the general election is November 7, and the voter registration deadline is October 27. Kudos to both the Westfield Police and Advance Auto Parts. This is great. Advance Auto Parts and the Westfield Police Department are partnering to help motorists address vehicle equipment issues. Advance Auto Parts is donating $1,000 worth of $25 gift cards to the department. Officers will have the option of giving you a gift card to fix minor car issues, such as a broken taillight, instead of issuing a citation. I think that choice is pretty clear if you're offered. Do you want a ticket or do you want a gift card? Yeah. Sergeant Doug LaValle learned about the program from a teacher at leadership training he attended this past year. He thought it would be a great idea to look into and approach his administration with it. Well, the partnership with Advance Auto Parts is a good step in helping the department develop community-oriented engagement. Powerball jackpot now at an insane $835 million. After no one won Monday night. More on this right after a visit with Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The New England Repertory Orchestra returns to Shea Theater in Turner's Falls for its 2023-24 season opener, October 6th. This performance features guest artist, violinist Thomas Cooper, in his own edition of the Violin Concerto in A Major of Joseph Bellone, plus works including Felix Mendelssohn's Overture to Die Schöne Luise and Ludwig van Beethoven's Symphony No. 4. For details, nerorchestra.org. Possessing Harriet, Kyle Bass's compelling drama opens Heartbeat Ensemble season October 6th through the 15th at the Carriage House Theater on Farmington Avenue in Hartford. Vanessa R. Butler leads the cast, and Bernice Miller directs. For details, heartbeatensemble.org. TheaterWorks Hartford season opens with the all-female musical Lizzie by Stephen Cheslick DeMeyer, Tim Manor, and Alan Stevens Hewitt. Directed by Lainey Sakakura, with music direction by Erica Gomez, Lizzie uses a searing rock score to explore the historical record of Lizzie Borden, the 19th century axe murderer, whose controversial acquittal continues to fascinate the public. Similar in spirit to the Broadway musical Six, this contemporary musical, running September 29th through October 22nd, is a rock concert retelling of a mind-bending American myth. For details, twhartford.org. The Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington will present the Metropolitan Opera's The Met Live in HD broadcast. Nine operas will screen from Lincoln Center, including Jake Hedges' Dead Man Walking, Anthony Davis's X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, and Daniel Kitan's Florencia en el Amazonas. Verdi's Nabucco and La Forza del Destino, Bizet's Carmen, Gounod's Romeo and Juliet, Puccini's La Rondinée, and Madama Butterfly as well. For details, mahaley.org. Jason Alexander headlights Light 100.5 WRCH's 25th annual Night of Light Laughter at the Bushnell November 3rd. The star of Seinfeld will present an evening of comedy, music, and talk about his career on stage, screen, and TV. For details, bushnell.org. There's been a Hollywood in Western Massachusetts. The new film, The Holdovers, starring Paul Giamatti, filmed many scenes in Western Massachusetts mostly on the campus of Northfield Mount Hermon School in Gill. Alexander Payne directs from Focus Pictures. The official release date of the film is November 10th. Hope you'll get out and see some of Western Mass, Shelburne Falls, Charlemont, and Gill in that. Hartford Symphony Orchestra opens its 80th anniversary season, September 29th to October 1st at the Bushnell in Hartford. Maestro Carolyn Kwan conducts the program, which includes a Schubert Symphony, The Unfinished, and Elgar's Enigma Variations. The Hartford Symphony's Brass Quintet performs two American pieces on the program. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. Nightfall, Hartford's annual community celebration of art, music, dance, nature, and seasonal change, returns to Bushnell Park for the third time in its 12-year history, October 7th at 6 o'clock. The rain date is October 8th. This free outdoor performance features multi-talented actors and performances drawn from Northern Connecticut and Western Mass, as well as eye-popping costumes, masks, and giant puppets. It's family-friendly. For details, nightfallhartford.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. As I said, we have now had 29 consecutive drawings without a jackpot winner in Powerball. This goes back to July 19, when a player in California won $1.8 billion. Well, why a winless streak like this? Well, possibly it's the lousy odds of winning the Powerball jackpot at 1 in 292.2 million. It's those long, long odds that result in such large top prizes, as they cause the jackpot to roll over week after week. But still, we play, don't we? Still we play. Well, it's that great American dream that you're going to be the one that has those numbers that result in $835 million. You win that jackpot, then the fun begins. Anyway, thank you very much for being with us on Pioneer Valley Radio, certainly this edition of it. Our thanks to Mark Auerbach, and of course, you, the listener. Thank you very much. I hope to have you with us on our next program. Until then, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.